Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of our Henderson County Conversations podcast. And today it's a special day as I'm joined by someone who, unfortunately, we're getting ready to say goodbye to here in the county as he is retiring, and that is Steve Smith. He is our Henderson County Health Director. He's been on board with us here in Henderson County for 10 years, over 32 years in the health department field. So first of all, Steve, congratulations on your retirement, and please know everybody around here is going to miss you a lot.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to talk to you today.
Steve, always good to sit down and talk with you as well. All right, I tell you what, just share a little bit with our listeners and residents of Henderson County about kind of your journey into public health and really what kind of drew you into this field.
Sure. When I think back in my early college days, public health really was not a career path that I had ever considered. I honestly didn't know a whole lot about public health at that time. Started out in the private sector doing several things, and then at some point decided to go back for my master's. I was living in Raleigh at the time and had a chance to do some summer work with the Wake County Health Department there. And something about that work just clicked with me. There was a lot of interaction with people. I'm reasonably adept at communication, and that was a big part of being successful in some of those roles. So it just resonated with me, and it stuck. After finishing my master's, got a chance to move into a full-time position there and keep elevating up through larger programs and divisions. It was just a good fit for me.
So as we mentioned, 32 years total, the last 10 years here in Henderson County. And just talk about what it's been like serving as the health director for Henderson County.
Well, it is a fascinating role regardless of where you serve, as you might imagine. I mean, the scale and scope of services is really large, from anything from clinical services to communicable disease, care management, school nurses, environmental health. And so you really have to work hard at becoming pretty knowledgeable about a lot of different kinds of information. But you weave that together. Of course, all health departments have a lot of statutory requirements for the services they provide. Mm-hmm. But we are very fortunate in this county to have a very strongly supported health department by an incredible Board of Health, and the commissioners have made some wonderful strategic investments.
So Steve, as you look back over those 10 years here in Henderson County, what do you think has kind of been the most impactful initiatives or programs that have been implemented by the health department during your tenure?
There are a lot of different answers to that, but I can think of a few off the top of my head that are significant. First, I have to give some credit to the Henderson County Board of Health. During the hiring process, when I applied for this role, they went through a pretty big stakeholder interview process and heard from lots of people in the communities about their expectations for the health department, the kind of skill sets that they thought the new leader would have to move some of that forward. And so they took that to heart and actually shared that in that recruitment campaign with me. So that really laid a foundation for how I approached the role here. They had an expectation for us to be to expand our engagement with community partners. And even if it was not a service or a program directly related to ours, they wanted us to be involved in moving some of those big initiatives forward. So I think that was a really important foundation. So examples that came out of that is the community had already done a lot of work in developing expectations to have more school nurses in our schools. At the time that I came, there were 10. We made very reasoned arguments about the value that additional nursing capacity would bring. And today we have 23. That's one of the single largest expansions of public health staff that I'm aware of in the state of North Carolina. So that's not to be given any short consideration. It's incredible. I think another innovative thing that stands out in my head is the establishment of a behavioral health system coordinator position. To my knowledge, again, Henderson County was the first county in the state to establish that kind of position and role, and it was to help the community at large deal with some of the outfall of mental health reform, it became more problematic to identify and find service providers for critical services and just to help coordinate all those disparate pieces for people. So I think that's a system level kind of investment that is also paying dividends for our community.
All right, so Steve, in your 30 plus years, I would imagine that what happened in 2020, you never thought you would see, I guess, because COVID was something that was unexpected, that, you know, really just shut down our country. So kind of just your thoughts on that, because again, you were here right in the midst of all that, helping us through it in Henderson County.
Ooh, just the mention of that, I will tell you, brings back, you know, a lot of really strong memories. The thing that comes to mind is that that was an incredibly difficult time for our community, for everyone. And that certainly wasn't any different for the public health staff that were in the mix with doing everything they could to prevent the spread of disease and to try to protect people. Throughout my education and career, you know, all of that training would typically reference prior pandemics in history, in that something like this was possible. But in your logical mind, you told yourself that you hoped that something like that would never happen. So I think it was a test, honestly, for our country and certainly for our community here in Henderson County. I am forever grateful for the many partners that built in and stood shoulder to shoulder with us to help with that. And our two hospitals are certainly at the top of that list, along with emergency management and countless others that I couldn't possibly name. We're fortunate to have that kind of collaboration in Henderson County, and I hope and pray that we never see anything like that happen again.
And of course, I'm sure a ton of lessons were learned from the 2020 and the COVID days, but just about your 30 plus year career, what other lessons have you learned about community health and public service?
Well, I certainly believe that public service is a calling and privilege, and I feel very fortunate to have served through public health and as the health director in Henderson County. Everyone that I have worked with perceives it as a commitment to help improve people's lives and to work toward a better future. I think more related to the aspect of community health, there are a lot of quotes out there that essentially state, nothing great is ever accomplished alone, and that is certainly true as it pertains to community health. Henderson County is fortunate to have an incredible Board of Health, stellar public health staff, and committed community partners that are making a difference in the lives of others every day. Our Board of Commissioners also deserve a great deal of credit for supporting critical public health investments. Community health improvement is reliant upon community engagement, and our folks here do a great job of voicing their opinions, expressing how they care, and doing something about it.
You know, Steve, several times we've been talking here on the Henderson County Conversations podcast, you have mentioned about stakeholders and also, you know, kind of community partners. You know, maybe going a little greater detail of that for our residents, kind of who are those stakeholders? Who are those partners that we work very closely with in the public health field?
Well, again, Henderson County is blessed with a lot of stellar organizations and a lot of nonprofits that are in the mix with us. One of our formal interfaces with those entities is through the Henderson County Partnership for Health. And so that is a group of leaders in our community that I interact directly with on a monthly basis. And at the core of those discussions is our community health assessment that occurs every 3 years. And then the resulting health priorities that are chosen not by us, but by the community. That gives us, you know, always some centric things that we collaboratively want to build in and try to work on. It doesn't preclude other things that other partners think are also important, but it allows us to leverage our assets in a meaningful way for some of those big dot problems. Right now, you may have seen a recent information coming out from our communications person, Andrew Munhink, about a survey that's out there. And so we encourage citizens to take advantage of that to let their voices be heard.
And yeah, Andrew sent out that survey the other day. We posted it on social media. Also, you can find it on our website, hendersoncountync.gov/health. And we really want to encourage residents to take advantage of that because, again, Steve, those are the type of things that we want to hear from the community. We want to hear what they need. And again, these assessments are important. We do them every 3 years, so I'm sure you're going to encourage folks to take the time to fill that out because it plays a big role in how we plan for the future.
Absolutely. Those community health priorities drive our departmental strategic plan. So again, what has been interesting about the trend with the community feedback is that we've landed on some chronic problems that have repeated themselves every community health assessment cycle, which occurs every 3 years. So I don't think it's going to surprise anybody to say that repeat priorities have been mental health, substance use, physical activity, nutrition, affordable housing, and then lots of categories under interpersonal violence. So those are very complicated problems that require multifaceted strategies. But boy, we've got some good people making headways with some incredible initiatives and services.
Okay, so Steve Smith, he's been with us for over 10 years here in Henderson County, 32 years of public service in the health department field. Getting ready to retire, my friend. Looking forward to that. I'm sure you are. And he's got the ginormous calendar on his wall. He's marking the days off. Actually, he told me he doesn't, but I always like to say that to people when they're retiring. So when you think back, Steve, what do you hope is kind of your legacy? What do you hope you leave behind as you say goodbye to public health here in Henderson County?
That's probably the easiest question that you've asked me because I like to keep that part really simple. That I cared about this community. And that I did my very best to do the right thing with all the decisions.
Well, Steve, we can't say thank you to you enough for all the service you've done here for Henderson County. May 17th will be Steve's last day as Henderson County Health Director. And we have named your successor. If you want to tell the residents who's going to be filling some pretty big shoes, and I'm going to tell them that day one I see him. I said, you got some big shoes to fill. But tell us who's coming in to be our new health director.
My compliments to the Henderson County Board of Health for going through a really comprehensive process to evaluate candidates. And after consulting with the Board of Commissioners about that choice, they have named David Jenkins as the next health director for Henderson County. I know Dave. He currently serves in Stanley County. He's an experienced public health practitioner, has been around, and understand what needs to be done. And I'm sure this community will convey to him in very explicit terms that they have high expectations for him, as do I. I think he'll do a great job.
Well, Steve, I tell you, we're looking forward to meeting David and seeing what he has in store for us when he starts here. But again, big shoes to fill. We're going to miss you around here, as you very well know. Thank you so much for your 10-plus years of service as Henderson County Health Director and for over 32 years of service. Anything else you want to say as we say goodbye here?
No, just appreciate the time to talk about my time here. It's been a privilege, and I wish the community the very best in the years ahead.
And Steve, I think I speak for everyone in Henderson County. Thank you so much again for your service, and thank you for listening to another episode of Henderson County Conversations Podcast.